This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There's less than a month before soccer's World Cup starts, and one of Europe's most soccer-crazed countries is in the middle of a massive scandal. In Italy, more than 40 soccer officials are under investigation for fixing games and running a mafia-style system of intimidation. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
Thousands of fans cheered Sunday afternoon when Juventus clinched its 29th season title in the top A division. Juventus is the New York Yankees of Italian soccer. It wins the most games, and it boasts fans throughout the country in all social classes. But this victory was bitter. It came after Naples public prosecutor Gian Domenico Lepore sent shockwaves through the Italian soccer world. He said team managers, referees, soccer federation officials, and even sports reporters are under investigation for rigging 19 matches. He listed the teams involved.
Juventus, Milan, Lazio, Fiorentina.
Irish journalist Patty Agnew, author of a recent book on Italian soccer, says this is the biggest of a long line of sports scandals.
You're not talking here about match fixing. You're talking about championship fixing. You're talking about season fixing. You're talking about fixing the championship from day one to day 38. It's unprecedented.
The key figure is Juventus general manager Luciano Moggi, a.k.a. Lucky Luciano. He wielded power through his network of contacts, soccer federation officials, referees, and officials who assign referees, and through GEA, the most important soccer players agency in Italy, which controls 200 professional players and 24 coaches. International Herald Tribune sports writer Rob Hughes says it's not surprising that Moggi is at the center of the scandal.
He's been accused of corruption many times. He shrugged it off by saying he's a winner and it's only losers who see conspiracies in the air. And that, of course, is his defense this time as well.
But transcripts of wiretaps leaked to the media reveal Moggi allegedly giving orders or making threats to ensure that malleable referees be assigned to selected matches. In one call before a match, Moggi told a referee, "You know what you have to do. Make sure you see everything, even that which isn't there." In another call, after Juventus lost a match, he boasted to a friend that he'd locked up the referee and his linesmen in the locker room. "I gave them all hell," he said, "then I locked them in and took away the key." Fighting back tears yesterday, a much less feisty Moggi appeared briefly before reporters.
"They've killed my soul. I'm resigning as Juventus general manager. The world of football is no longer my world. Now I have to defend myself from the malice said about me."
The president of Italy's soccer federation is also a suspect and has resigned. Other major teams under investigation are Milan, owned by outgoing Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, and Fiorentina, owned by luxury leather maker Diego Della Valle. Investigating magistrates are using the language of organized crime, describing a cupola that punished uncooperative team officials and referees. One victim of the tentacles of this mafia-like system is Giuseppe Gazzoni, former president of the Bologna team. He says he criticized the system, so his team was relegated to the B division, and he ended up in bankruptcy.
Certamente io sono stato...
"I was cheated by the octopus, Moggi, and the others. The octopus is everywhere. It's frightening. It even controls slow-motion replays on TV. Soccer today is disgusting. It makes you ashamed to be Italian."
As the investigation continues, there are new revelations by the day. It's not clear whether Juventus will retain this year's title, and it's still not known which teams will play in next season's A Division championship. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.